There were two developments this week which may provide an insight into the way opinion in the Church of England is moving on the question of gay relationships. 120 clergy from the Diocese of London wrote to the Times pleading for the right to hold civil partnership ceremonies in their churches, and the Bishop of Salisbury, the Right Reverend Nicholas Holton, said he was no longer convinced that marriage could only be between a man and a woman. Nicholas Holton joins us now, as does the Right Reverend Peter Broadbent, the Bishop of Willesden. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicholas Holton, these clergy in London, not so long ago, were your own colleagues, because you were a vicar there until quite recently. Are you surprised by what they've done?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is to say that the current position the church holds does not meet the pastoral needs of the people in their care. And we've had the experience of civil partnerships for 6 years, and we need to review where we are as a church in relation to them.
People, Peter Broadbent, are bound to see it as a political step, a political move, because it comes just before the General Synod meets, and presumably the intention is to try and get people at the Synod talking about it. Do you think that will happen now?
I suspect so. I mean, I think they're responding to a pastoral need, that's quite clear. There are people who are coming to them wanting pastoral ministry. Our instinct in the Church of England is to minister pastorally. I suspect that the Synod will be talking about it. There'll probably be a private member's motion put down which will ask us to consider it. But of course, actually, the House of Bishops is already working on the thing. There's a working party that is due to report this year which will begin the process of discussing what we actually believe about civil partnerships.
What's your sense, Nicholas Holton, about the way this will go down? Do you think there will be a change, or is it going to be another of these terribly divisive issues within the church?
There's no change imminent, and that's not really what I'm trying to make in the context of this debate. What I'm trying to do is to open up that there are more views within the life of the church than have been expressed officially. And that's because we're no longer talking about them, we're talking about us. There are homosexual people within the life of the church living in faithful same-sex relationships. Actually, the practice of the church is that we want to support and sustain them in that and to find a way of praying with them. The real problem with civil partnerships is that they're a contract. There is no religious content to it whatsoever. And Christians who've contracted civil partnerships are saying, we want a covenantal relationship in which we promise ourselves to one another lovingly for life, and where it's possible to be prayed with and for in the life of the church.
Well, let's broaden things out and deal with your statement, which has caused attracted a good deal of attention. I've changed my mind, says Bishop, and I now support gay marriage. That's the headline in the Times.
Well, don't believe all the headlines.
Well, that's why I'm quoting it at you. Is that fair? And what made you change your mind?
What has made me change my mind is the experience of our experience of people in civil partnerships, where their loving, faithful relationships is more than a contract. And it seems to me wrong that we're in a position where Christian gay people are only able to form their relationship in civil law without that covenantal relationship, which is very like a marriage. And therefore, I've come to the view that this is not so different. And in popular language, we very quickly became gay marriage.
Well, let me pin you down on that. The traditional understanding, as I understand it, of the church has been that marriage is between a man and a woman. It just is. That's what the sacrament, what the institution means. You believe that is not, in fact, the case, or that that can be changed?
Marriage is between a man and a woman. And what's happened now is that we have begun to see, in a way that is not there in the Bible, that there are people in same-sex relationships who are living faithfully, lovingly for life. Homosexuality in the Bible is idolatrous, promiscuous, exploitative. I don't think there's much there which addresses the issue of faithful same-sex relationships, and we're dealing with something where we need to work out afresh in this generation what it is for people who love each other faithfully together and how that sits within the life of the church.
What do you make of what the Bishop has said, Peter Broadbent?
I think civil partnerships are a difficulty for us because the government invented them on the hoof. They didn't really address the question of gay marriage. If you start talking about gay marriage, which I think probably will be on the agenda because the government's bringing forward proposals for it, we have to have a debate about what the church understands about that. We have an understanding of marriage, which Nick has just talked about, which is about two people, a male and female, covenanted together. If we are to change the doctrine and the liturgy of the Church of England, to encompass other forms of relationship that are permanent and faithful and stable, which is what a gay marriage claims to be. We need the debate about whether that's something we can do in relation to the precedent of Scripture and Christian tradition.
I think I read into that that you have some doubts about whether you can do that.
I have reservations about it because I don't think that's what we find revealed in Scripture, but I don't want us to go forward wrangling about it. There are many more important things to address in the Church. I want us to address this carefully and thoughtfully, which is why the Church of England has got the bishops working on it, and then to have a conversation about whether it's permissible to have official services. We say in the Church of England what we pray is what we believe, so an official service that gave a blessing to folk who were in a gay relationship would actually fundamentally change the doctrine of the Church of England.
And, yeah, Nicholas Holton, you are challenging something that a lot of people very fundamentally believe, and actually you're challenging a way of approaching Scripture, apart from anything else, aren't you?
What I'm saying is that within the experience of Christian people in this country, there are people who have formed faithful same-sex relationships, that the Church's position, which was stated in Issues in Human Sexuality back in 1991, is to try to find a way of supporting them faithfully, lovingly within the life of the Church. Now, we have some experience of that.
Do forgive me for interrupting you, but I understood you to be saying something slightly more than that. I understood you to be saying that you're now of the view that there is no difference between marriage of two people of the same sex and marriage of a man and a woman. Correct me if I'm wrong about that.
What I'm saying is that the quality of the relationship, the nature of the relationship, is such that I think it is appropriate to use the language of marriage in relation to same-sex partnerships. That is not the position of the Church of England. What I'm trying to do is to create the space for the discussion within the Church of England, which has come on us because the Prime Minister has said he's in favour of gay marriage, the leaders of the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats have said the same, the Archbishop of York has said that this isn't possible. All I'm saying is actually within the life of the Church there are more views.
Peter Broadbent, you may hope for a sober debate about this, but the evidence of past debates on this subject suggests it may be rather different from that.
It may get heated, but we actually can contain these things in proper rational debate. And part of our problem, of course, is that everyone thinks that anything we talk about is women bishops and gay marriage. In fact, the Church of England doesn't spend very much time talking about the gay marriage question at all. That's why we need a proper debate now, because actually the House of Bishops hasn't handled it for about 10 years.
I'm sure we will be back to this subject. Peter Broadbent and Nicholas Holton, thank you both very much indeed.